Okay, thank you, everyone. My name is Mohammed Amin. If I knew that there was a presenter who's not gonna come, I would have added like 4 or 5 extra slides. But so, my topic is sources of drug information for patients with chronic conditions in Alexandria, Egypt's second biggest city. Before I start, I would like to thank my advisor, Professor Betty Chuning, for all the effort and all the hours she has put into this. I'd also like to thank my colleague, Ashraf Ahdan, from the High Institute of Public Health in Alexandria University for his effort. Neither my colleagues or I have any relationships to this clause. Okay, we know from systematic reviews in developed countries that patients desire more information for their drugs when they're obtaining the new drugs and when they're obtaining refills for drugs they're using. A patient whose information needs have been met is one step closer to the rational use of his or her medications. We also know from previous research that physicians and pharmacists are very important sources of drug information. Some of the previous research shows that a physician has a slight advantage over pharmacist in terms of patient's trust of drug information. We also know that patients seek additional information from other sources, family and friends, peers, internet, newspaper, books, and also the important thing is written drug information, whether they are drug package inserts in countries like Egypt or patient information leaflets in the United States. The objectives for this research were to identify Egyptian patients' perceived knowledge of drug purpose, the need for more drug information, the information sources beyond the pharmacist and the physician, and to understand how these aspects differed by the education level of patients. This was a cross-sectional descriptive studies that included 20 outpatient pharmacies in Alexandria, Egypt. There were 19 community pharmacies, and in addition to the outpatient pharmacy in Alexandria University Main Hospital, which predominantly serves patients with low socioeconomic status. A trained interviewer invited patients to take part in the study as they were leaving the pharmacy after they're collecting one or more drugs. Standard IRB procedures were used with all respondents. They had to be at least 18 years of age, obtaining one or more drug for a chronic condition, and they did not have any visible cognitive or physical impairment. The data was collected in 2007. These were some of the questions that we used. It was part of a larger survey. The questions were about the diagnosis. Do you know the purpose for the drugs you're using, yes or no? Or I know the purpose for some of these medications, some of the drugs I'm using. Do you know that you need, do you think you need to know more information about the medications you're consuming, yes or no? What do you read in the drug package insert? Side effects, contraindications, drug interactions, and they had the chance to check more than one answer. Other than the pharmacist and the doctor, what are your sources of information about the drug? Newspapers, internet, TV, family and friends. We also collected demographic data such as age and gender and educational achievement. These are our results. About 35% completed university education. About 29% were from preparatory to secondary. 35% had completed primary education or less. And so this third category also included illiterate patients. And this this education distribution is pretty close to the demographic health survey for Egypt. The number of drugs, about 40% used one or two drugs, and 60% used three drugs or more. A large percentage of patients, about 70%, said they needed more information on their drugs, And this information need increased as the number of drugs taken by patients increased. So two things actually influence that need for more drug information. The more drugs you will be using, the more information you'll need. The lower the education level that you have attained, the more the drug information also you have needed. In agreement actually with previous researchers in the United States, in Western Europe, Turkey, Iran, side effects came first. So a lot of patients wanted to read about the side effects, wanted to know about side effects, followed by contraindications, and then with a larger difference, drug interactions. And it was interesting because even some of the patients who were taking 6 or 7 medications were reading about side effects, but were not reading about drug interactions. Even though the most of the pharmacies in Egypt do not have an automatic system that sends a signal for a drug interaction. About 48% use family and friends as sources of drug information, 31% use TV, and then 25% newspapers and 12% use the internet. For perceived understanding of the purpose of dispensed drugs, about 68% understood the purpose of all of their drugs, 8.7% understood some of their drugs, and what was alarming is that 23% did not know the purpose of any of their drugs. So what are the implications for that? Like, what are the take-home messages? I think for us as health providers, as pharmacists, as physicians, I think we need to keep an eye on patients who are taking a lot of medicines, patients who did not have high education. These patients may not have their information satisfied from the regular style that we use with other patients. We also need to encourage patients to discuss the questions and concerns arising from other sources, like for the information that some patients obtain from the internet. We need to know what websites they're using, what kind of information they obtain from these websites, and to discuss these information with them. They like to use the internet. We can refer them to trusted sources. Some of the future research is analysis of the quality and readability of the patient package inserts in the Egyptian market, things including details, comprehensiveness, readability, font size, and sentence structure. Some of the drug package inserts in Egypt are pretty small, and the information is in some of them are not clear. Regulations do not specify a lot of rules for the drug package inserts. One of the other things we want to study is evaluating pharmacist strategies in delivering the essential drug information, especially for patients with limited literacy. These are the references that I used, and now I welcome your questions. Yes.
I'm just wondering to what extent prescription drugs are available on the street in America.
That's a great question. In Egypt, you do not have to have a prescription to obtain drugs from a pharmacy. So you can only obtain drugs from pharmacies, but you may not have a prescription. You could just go into the pharmacy and ask the pharmacist for any drug, and he or she would dispense it for you. And sometimes this is a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing when patients get drugs they do not need. Of course, antibiotics is a concern, not just in Egypt, but in many developing countries, and even in some European countries like Spain, antibiotics are dispensed without prescription. Sometimes it's a good thing when that pharmacist is serving in a neighborhood where he actually plays a pharmacist and a doctor. The pharmacy is the only source of care, then this can be a good thing. Thank you.
Is that for heavy painkillers as well, or the narcotics?
That's a good question. Actually, narcotics that's an exception because you have to have like a specific prescription that is stamped by the Ministry of Health to get narcotics or specific physicians that are authorized to do that. So narcotics is an exception. And I think we should be looking at antibiotics as the same way we are for narcotics.
I'm just curious to know, are there any policies in place for this, for prescription, without selling drugs without prescriptions in Egypt?
And by policies in place?
Some government policies, or is there, like here you cannot have?
I think you're raising a very important point, and if you want to regulate that and you want to use policies, what kind of policies would you put in place? I think that this is such an important point, but just what I mentioned, like if you want to put more regulations into the pharmacy dispensing these things without a prescription, so what about the neighborhoods and pharmacies where the pharmacy actually is the source of care, so I'm putting barriers for them. These laws, like, I don't think that people are going to adhere to these laws. It's a great connection.
Any questions?